As I mature in this profession, and you learn by trial and error, and you learn through experience, and hopefully we've got educational background experience that we can begin to apply frameworks to make sense out of the nonsense that we're seeing. But I have to tell you, and this will sound cynical, and it's not. I've arrived at this objectively through overwhelming weight of evidence. I look at the world through the lens of depopulation. And when you see what I'm going to show you and tell you, I think you would be foolish not to think the same thing and then begin to take defensive action. And that's what this is all about, is action. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're going to ask you to amplify our efforts. Please share far and wide. We need to put millions of feet in the street to stop this satanic Bolshevik communist takeover that threatens the life of every one of us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is so good, so righteous. It's even crossed over into the mainstream media because what they do just makes sense to everybody. And what they do is make people, well, defend against bad stuff and be profitable on the other end. I mean, look at some of these advertisers. Fox, Forbes, right? Look at the CNBC. CNBC, are you kidding me? But hey, they even say Business Insider, Investopedia, Yahoo. And they are, by the way, too, I can't call in to Noble Gold and talk to an agent, and they are really professional agents. I can't talk to them without the majority of them knowing who I am, and they pay attention to the show. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is their mindset. Their mindset is to help you against encroaching tyranny and economic irresponsibility. And they're really, really good at it. Look at Eric, his primary spokesman here for Noble Gold. They'll send you a free gold guide. All you got to do is call them. Okay. You can store your gold at home. And here we go from Turning Point. All right. And they'll give you a coin if you do a qualifying conversion. And this is the coin. They'll give you 10 1 ounce Donald Trump coins. It's absolutely fantastic. It's beautiful, pure. It's absolutely 99.999% pure. Okay, and continuing on, going down to here, I want to read to you a couple of the testimonials. Last year, I transferred a portion of my IRA to a Noble Gold IRA. I don't know if they're prevented by age, but I would do the whole thing because the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep it. The banks can keep it if they want to. The only reason they don't yet is because they're not in that bad a crisis yet, but they're getting there. And if it comes to them taking your money or taking the hit nakedly without your money cushioning them, what do you think they're going to do? Of course, they're going to do that. Okay. And this is absolutely fantastic here. Smooth process. I've experienced that. Okay. Over to here. Jake was very helpful and knowledgeable. I had a conversation with Jake about a month ago because I wanted to find out if Noble Gold had made any kind of adjustments that would affect my advertising. Jake goes, "This is Dave Hodges, that Dave Hodges." Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They pay attention to shows like mine, not just my show, but shows like mine. And this is absolutely fantastic. And I look at all of these testimonials. Noble Gold was very responsive to my questions and concerns. They are trained not to hard sell you. You have to literally close your deal. I want to order. Okay, well, let's talk about some of those options. And you go through, maybe you're ordering silver coins like I just did last week. Well, we look at the buffalo, we look at the bullion, we look at the American Eagle, and we looked and talked about the pros and cons of each one. Then I made the decision. And no one was forcing me to do anything. I was talking to Paul at that time. I've dealt with Hope there. She's fantastic. And I respect their CEO's opinion on the economy, particularly precious metals, the Federal Reserve, and so on, so much. Colin Plume, I have him on my show once a month. I mean, he's one of our very best guests. People even say, "What do you have Colin back on?" This organization is first rate, top of the, it's just top of the notch. I just love these guys. Now, here's what they can do for you. They'll diversify your money, not have you vested in cash, you're operating capital, and you get to make that decision how much, but they'll put your retirement under your control and back it with precious metals. A lot better than the dollar is going to fail as opposed to gold that's held its value for 6,000 years. This is why I'm sold on Noble Gold. Now, right up here, here's the number to call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Now, listen, I have to tell you, federal requirement, that there are no guarantees. Okay, past performance can't be construed with future expectation, and we willingly and embrace the opportunity to give you a warning. Okay, we think everyone that does any kind of work in investment of precious metals, anything, should have to give you the warning. So we honor what they, what the federal government requests. What they don't tell you is the banks can steal your money from you, and you're underinsured with 0.7% of the cash on hand for all the deposits held by the Federal Reserve. You heard me, 0.7%. That should be a warning that's given too. 877-646-5347. I sleep better at night because of this. And again, I love my coin. 10 1 ounce. Yeah, there you go. Donald Trump, go Trump. Okay. Depopulation. Oh, this is great. I love this. Do you know the, who this person is on the screen? Before I go there, I'm not being cynical when I tell you that I'm looking at the world through the lens of depopulation. Let me just give you a couple of anecdotes here. Tell me, who does this administration support? Family, procreation, strong parental values, parental authority? Or do they want to impose will on families? Transgender, gay, lesbian, LGBTQ. Who does the government present? Are they flying family flags at the White House or pride flags? Personally, I don't care what flags people fly. Do what you want to do because I'll pay attention if I want to. If I don't, I won't. But the bottom line is the government has shown its intention. They are promoting every lifestyle. See, now you thought I was going to bash the lifestyles. I'm not. What I'm telling you is the this administration, on behalf of the globalists, promote every lifestyle that does not end in procreation. Families, bad. Christian families, really bad. Domestic terrorists. This is where we're at. Now, on to who this person is. Do you know who that is? John Kerry's daughter, the emissary, ambassador, the guru for this administration's climate scam nonsense. And I want you to see her quote because you'll see the fruit does not fall very far from the tree. John Kerry's daughter says, billions of humans must die for the new world order. They want 90% of us gone, thereabouts. They do. And I'm going to show you a few other quotes here from notables. And it's like, holy crap, Batman. I can't believe they're this open about it. Well, you just have to know where to look. So if you think that John Kerry's daughter stands alone, or even John Kerry, who's just an absolute psychopathic nutcase. You'd think they stand alone. Wait till you see this list. Let's start with Ted Turner, the founder of CNN. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. It's about 500,000 people. There is a simple theme behind all our work. We must reduce population levels. Either governments do it our way through nice, clean methods, or they will get the kind of mess we have in El Salvador or in Iran or Beirut. Population is a political problem. Once population is out of control, look at this. It requires authoritarian government, even fascism, to reduce it. Our program in El Salvador didn't work. The infrastructure was not there to support it. Too many blank, blank people. To really reduce population quickly, you have to pull all the males into the fighting. And you have to kill significant numbers of fertile-aged females. The quickest way to reduce the population is through famine, like in Africa, or disease like the Black Death. Thomas Ferguson, U.S. State Department of Population Affairs. A cancer is an uncontrolled multiplication of cells, and the population explosion is an uncontrolled multiplication of people. We must shift our efforts from the treatment of the symptoms to cutting out the cancer. The operation will demand apparently brutal and heartless decisions. And this was Stanford professor Paul Ehrlich, the population bomb, which came out, I believe, in the late 60s, early 70s. So, see, this philosophy has been with us for a very, very, very long time. Okay. The Sierra Club, aren't they about preserving life and having balance in the environment? Okay, look at this. I believe that human population is the fundamental problem on the earth today. We humans have become a disease, the human pox. Sierra Club and co-founder of Earth First. Now, this is what climate change will bring you, people. The climate scam. As Donald Trump calls it, this is what it's going to bring you. Okay, how do the Russians feel about this? Well, Gorbachev was a globalist, Putin, not quite so much. But look at this. We must speak more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion. So let's kill babies, that'll cut the population. About values that control the population because the ecological crisis, in short, is the population crisis. Cut the population by 90%. And there aren't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. They don't care about ecological damage. That's the excuse. This is behind the climate scam. They want to reduce the population because they're afraid of the numbers. They're afraid of the people rising up. They're afraid their divide and conquer strategies to the mainstream media will stop working. Okay, continuing. Henry Kissinger, who has the meeting with every president. The reason Donald Trump didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton, I guarantee you, he was going to do it until he met with Kissinger and he got the word. Three letters, JFK. From Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, ultimate globalist, now deceased, evil man, evil, evil, as evil as they come. Here we go. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they'll be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated. I want to say this here too as kind of a side bent, and we'll continue from there. Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion. We have the technology to pull it off. It's been around since the mid-80s in terms of the plan. A lot of people know about it. I've written about it. I've exposed it. It's real. I think it's their last ditch effort. This is, he's giving you a bottom line. This is what we'll do if nothing else works, but let's go on from there. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead us to deliver them from this evil. The one thing that man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of of their well-being granted to them by world government. So the way they bring in world government is to scare the living hell out. I think we're talking about Ebola. And I've covered this before. I've shown you the patent, and maybe I should dust it off again for new people. Won't be here, but maybe in a few, in the near future. The CDC owns the patent for Ebola. The only way they could is if they weaponized it. It can't be closer than 70% of the original. And that means they own all the royalties for whoever gets it. Do they own the person? Don't know. But they do own everything else connected to it. I think it's Ebola. I think monkeypox is the beta test for possible Ebola. Now, I think Ebola is on the outside. Do we have to resort to this before we give up power? We'll try all these other things first, like kill Trump, put him in jail, kill the movement. usher in Kamala the puppet. This is where Kissinger's coming from on this. Okay. And he said this over 30 years ago. So again, this has been with us for some time. Another Kissinger. The illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. Notice they're eroding the Constitution. I'll be covering that in a later segment. Okay, again, to the point, why I look through the world through the lens of depopulation. Henry Kissinger again, depopulation should be the highest priority policy towards the third world because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. Oh, power is the look at this. Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. The elderly are useless eaters. Let me, by the way, he lived to be over 100. Okay? So I have told you this. In 15-minute cities, hear me and hear me clearly. In 15-minute cities where, well, back up. If I were to build a building and start a business, I would have to have the handicap ramps, the handicap toilets, the handicap this and that and the other, and I have to account for the elderly and so forth. And I'd have to do it federal, state, and local. Oh my gosh, it's expensive. You got to do it. There's no way around it. But look at what he's saying here. The elderly are useless eaters. Pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I have read literally cover to cover on 15-minute cities, like in Oxford, England. There's no provision for the elderly. And here's what people said to me who are liberals. Well, Dave, but you can get anywhere in 15 minutes. Yeah, if I'm on a walker, it doesn't do me a lot of good, does it? Yeah, exactly. They're going to genocide the elderly. And they're probably going to do it through rationed health care. Kissinger was nicer than Ted Turner. He only wanted to reduce the population of the world by 50%. Oh my gosh. Here's David Rockefeller. We are all on the verge of global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. And they're all about depopulation. Okay, let's I was going to skip over this, but I think this is good. War and famine would not do. Instead, disease offered the most efficient and fastest way to kill the billions that must die soon if the population crisis is to be solved. AIDS is not an efficient killer because it's too slow. My favorite candidate for eliminating 90% of the world's population is airborne Ebola, Ebola-Restin. Because it's both highly lethal and it kills in days instead of years, we've got airborne diseases with 90% mortality in humans, killing humans. Think about that. You know, the bird flu is good too. For everyone who survives, he will have to bury nine. That's a 90% population reduction. Dr. Eric Pianka, University of Texas, evolutionary ecologist and lizard expert. I wonder if he's one of the lizard people. I'm kidding. And he's showing solutions for reducing the world's population. Okay, let's get into the UN. We're signing into the UN and giving over our sovereignty on September 22nd and 23rd. Look at this. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, the director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations. There's a climate scam artist telling you he wants you dead. He wants you part of Lucifer, and Lucifer leads you to death and destruction. Let's look at another UN clown. The present vast overpopulation is now far beyond the world's carrying capacity. That's an absolute lie. That's an absolute lie. You could take everyone alive today and give them a 1,200 square foot living space and fit them inside the state of Texas. What we have is a hoarding problem caused by the globalists, not a carrying supply problem. That's an absolute lie. But here's what they say. We have to go future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and baby murders, but must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers presently existing. And this must be done by whatever means necessary. Now, this isn't from a person. Look at this. This started the climate change, or actually, it started the global warming, which became climate change initiative. initiative by the United Nations Eco 92, the Earth Charter. Scrolling down here a little further. The Georgia Guidestones that thankfully were destroyed under 500,000 people in perpetual balance with nature anonymously commissioned Georgia Guidestones. A lot of people think that was Ted Turner. I don't know. Prince Philip, if I were reincarnated, I'd wish to be returned to the earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, Duke of Edinburgh, leader of the World Wildlife Fund. Well, they're such nice organizations, or so we thought. How about the Supreme Court? Should we go here? Frankly, I thought at the time Roe was decided, there was a concern about population growth, particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. She was a bigot. She hated black people. Yeah. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. By the way, she said this about Roe v. Wade. It was a mistake because it's not a federally guaranteed right. It should be handled by the states. Oh my gosh. One of the biggest liberals and horrible people of all time is saying that the Supreme Court was right. And by the way, the political commercials that say Donald Trump's responsible, he wasn't even in office when the Supreme Court did this. It was Biden-Harris. And we'll finish with this. Obama's science czar, who is far left of sanity. The planetary regime must be given responsibility for determining the optimum population of the world and for each region and for arbitrating various countries' shares within those regional limits. Control of the population size might remain the responsibility of each government, but the regime would have some power to enforce the agreed limits. The regime is world government. Obviously, if you have someone telling nations what to do, that's a world authority. He was the Obama science czar, John P. Holden, co-author of Ecoscience, and he thought it was okay to put babies to death up until about the age of four. Yeah. Do you remember that controversy? Yeah. Well, let's break this down just a little bit here. This is world government. Yet he's an American government official, but he's advocating for world government to make depopulation decisions by region. I want to take you to, I wish I could show you, because I'd have to hunt for it, and I'm not going to do that now. But in Obama, he had also an advisor, a developmental advisor, who foresaw us. American2050.org was this website. And he put in 11 mega regions of the future by 2050, each with 6 million people. Okay. That adds up to 66 million people. That's an 88% population reduction he's forecasting just by default. And the infamous Deagle report, by the year 2025, America will be depopulated by about 90%. Folks, I couldn't make this stuff up. I had to bring you here to show you this. But I want to end with this quote. Because unfortunately, this happens to some of the whistleblowers. The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies to create a one-world government combining super capitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control. Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. I'm convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent. Congressman Larry P. McDonald killed in the Korean Airlines 747 that was shot down in cooperation with the Soviet Union. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to make it any more clear. When I say they want you dead, I'm not exaggerating. I showed you, I read to you probably about 13 to 15 quotes. I could have 100 quotes up here and many, many more from the United Nations. What's it going to get people to believe that right now your life is threatened if Kamala Harris becomes president, because now they'll lock down everything that they have set into play. And I have covered what they've set into play. The NDAA, they can snatch you off the street. They can kill you. No due process. We've talked about all that. We've talked about the free speech prohibitions, the anti-Christian stuff. I mean, everything is there for the persecutions and the death camps to come. Like I said, I wish this wasn't true. Now, is there a way out of this? Yeah, I cover in an earlier segment. The Lord Jesus Christ, repent, God, I'm sorry. I've been a sinner. I want to do better. Okay. Teach me the ways. Have the Holy Spirit help me. Okay. And when I'm traveling this way, help me do a 180 and go the other way. Do your will. And if enough of us did, we could be Nineveh that repented and God did not destroy the city, even though Jonah wanted him destroyed. Or we can be Babylon that didn't repent and they got destroyed. And Kamala Harris is Satan's servant, and she will take us down the path of reckoning and destruction. It's our choice. And you don't have long to make it. We're at 80 days and counting. Got a really well, 5-star day coming up tomorrow where we interview Peter Navarro. Oh, you remember who he was, right? Presidential attorney. Advisor, all kinds of immunity attached. He still went to prison because he wouldn't bend the knee. And we're going to talk to Peter. He's been in the inner circle of Donald Trump, knows him well. It's going to be an interesting interview. So you're going to want to pay attention to that. Also, too, we're going to do a lot today with the what ifs. And we're going to start with that today, too. What if this happens? What if that happens? And, honestly, I just, the old coach in me is coming out because when I would game plan, and this was when I became a mature coach, what could that team do to my team that could hurt us? And I would try to list the top two or three, and then we'd prepare for that. And then also we'd want to emphasize our strengths as well, too. And so you get into an analysis, a predictive analysis, and it's interesting. I once had a guy, high-ranking general, tell me, "Dave, you should have been an analyst for Intel." And I've actually heard that more than once. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is what I've been told. And I started thinking about why would people say that? I'm just doing what seems to be natural to me. And what's interesting is I thought, well, okay, coaching is. If you're a coach that really prepares and you do your job seriously and you just don't practice and show up and play, you have to be a good data an analyst. You have to be a good predictor and you have to be flexible and expect the extraneous variables you weren't counting on. So I look at this and I'm saying, that's one. The other thing, raised in a family where analytics was part of the deal, well, that's two. And then, like I said, doing this work long enough and you rub elbows with enough people who've done that work, you start to learn to think like them. And it's interesting, before I stopped coaching in college and I retired from that, I was already rubbing elbows with some of the better minds in analytics. And it does affect you. And honestly, too, the more you go and you listen to people like Dan Bongino, okay, you listen to him enough and you listen to other people like him enough, and not Susie Q, thought it would be fun to have a podcast, you're going to begin to see the world through their eyes and you'll develop a new set of skills. And I recommend you go broad-based on this, too, because here's why this is an important skill for you to learn. And this is just a matter of exposure and osmosis for you to become this way. But if you can fairly well predict why something is going to happen, and you can start to lay odds on it, I think you can really take control of your life and prepare accordingly. Now, if we're invaded and the Chinese are in extermination mode, I suppose there's some things you can do to think about how I'd shelter, where I'd go, what I'm going to need. But a lot of your options are removed there. But when we get into later today, actually, this we're going to talk about Kamala Harris when she's president. Oh, boy. I sat there. I sketched out. I'm looking here at my notes. I sketched out 13, 14 things that are going to happen, and you can count on them and take them to the bank. And I'm thinking about, well, how I would prepare for each eventuality. And what I'm going to tell you right now is every one of these conditions will lead to civil unrest to various degrees, and degrees we probably can't predict. Because here's the deal. When Trump was shot, we didn't riot. So people make the mistake of thinking, well, if they didn't riot then, if Trump is thrown in jail, we won't riot. That doesn't necessarily follow. Guy pushes you. You back up. No, man, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. Okay. And that's what I would do. And this goes back into my martial arts training. Avoid the conflict totally. Even if your anger is justified, it's not worth, the risk. It's not worth seriously hurting somebody. It's not worth going to jail. But you really have no way out. The push, you back up. Oh, man, I don't want any trouble. How do we work this out? And then if they approach you in an aggressive manner, you drop down 6 inches and you bury a strong jab right into their solar plexus, come right up to their chin, grab their Adam's apple, and twist. That's simple. Yes, I've taken those classes. And no, I don't believe in doing those things unless there is no way out. And what I'm telling you is that there is a snap point for everybody. That first push isn't going to get me to just, wail down on somebody. Okay. That's not going to happen. I'm going to try to talk my way out of it. But there's a point where I have to break and then I let all hell loose. And this is how most people are. And when all hell gets loose, it's not a measured response. Well, gee, I think I'll wave a sign and protest. There's a point when you break, you go from 0 to 60 and you go there in record time. And you will do things that you never thought you could possibly do. Just ask anyone who's been in a riot. I got caught up in the emotion. That's right. We call it groupthink. I never thought I would do those things. I was throwing bricks through windows. I've talked to people that have done these things. And the bottom line is there's a snap point, and you really need to understand this. And so as we go through the what if scenarios today, you have to understand everyone has a breaking point. And I will tell you, I know my breaking point can also vary because, what if someone has a weapon? Well, I'm looking at him. Can I outrun him? Am I trapped? What resources around me do I have to use? And I mean, it's this kind of thing. And I've been placed in those situations. You're placed in a unique environment and an aggressor comes at you. What can you do? And it's like I said, you don't have to even be trained there. People will snap. And America, at some point, if it's pushed far enough, the 70% of us that are conservative, love our country, don't want this bull crap to be going on, cutting kids' genitals off, taking away our free speech, wrecking our economy, on and on and on. There's a point where people are going to snap. Everybody has their hot button areas. What will cause Billy to snap is different than what will cause Mark to snap. And it's based usually on personal interest and vulnerability in an area. There's a lot of variables. But what I'm telling you is there are some things that will cause a collective snap. And let me tell you this, when people lose it, Gerald Celente said this once. When people lose everything, they lose it. And they go ballistic. And he talked about that 10 years ago. I interviewed him when I was over on RBN. Great interview. I really like Gerald Celente. And he's worth listening to. And he's got the Trends Journal. And I recommend you subscribe. I mean, I get it sent to me every week. It's really good. And Gerald was talking to me about, when people lose everything, Dave, they lose it. This is why Sun Tzu in The Art of War said, give your enemy an escape route. They're not likely to come back. Give them an escape route. Because if you put them on death's ground, you're going to see them fight like no one's business. And I'll give you an example in well-known history. When we put the troops on Omaha Beach with hell raining down on them, it's either fight forward and win or you're going to die. You can't retreat. And the other thing is, they said, well, could we pull the troops off the beach? They seriously talked about this. And it was about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3.5 hours after the assault started. And they just said, yeah, we'll probably lose more people if we do that. So it was just fight forward. And the units had disintegrated. The casualty rates were so high. So many of the leaders were killed. And it was just individual groups banding together, going forward, and depending on their training. And it was just sheer training and guts that brought victory at Omaha Beach when they were being destroyed. That's what'll happen in America, where people will band together without any real organizational ability. Now, I will tell you, if segments of the military join in, then you're going to have a civil war overnight. It'll start right then. But when we talk about high levels of civil unrest, people are going to break pretty universally, I think, in this country. I really do. And I think where we'll see some of the most volatility will be in the blue states, where you still have a lot of really good Americans, but they're kind of like hopeless. You can't change the system, so corrupt. They steal the elections. They're all communists. They're evil. They're punitive. They come after you. They get you fired. They throw you in jail. And these are the people that I think are going to snap first. People always say the revolution will start in Texas or Florida. I don't think so. I think we're likely to see it in California and Michigan, in Illinois, in New York, especially in the outlying areas. You're going to see it in Colorado. It may not be in Denver, but I'll tell you, it'll be outside the Front Range. And these are people who have been pent up, and this pressure cooker is already working. When you're in somewhat of a red state, okay, you've had some relief from some people. Like if you live in Missouri, you got a few really good representatives. You've got a decent set of judges in Missouri, where if you're in Colorado, you ain't got squat. You got nothing but tyranny. Nothing. And it's my home state. It's where I grew up in, and it just breaks my heart. So beautiful. So many things to do. The people were always so friendly. That's one thing, tourists would come and say, man, is everyone this friendly? Yeah, pretty much this is how we are. And it's just turned into a hell hole under the Democrats. And these people are going to lose it. Particularly, I think, the rural farmers that are their profits are down about 50%. I talked to a prominent farmer the other day there that I've known for 40 years. And he just says, man, he says, it's getting bad, Dave. It's getting real bad. And I know over on the Western Slope. So when we talk about losing it and moving into civil war, this is what we're talking about doing. We're talking about people breaking at about the same time. The other thing is, too, is how much force will be brought to bear and what will they do? Well, what they'll do, first of all, is they're going to unleash the terrorists. And Border Patrol says 100,000 to 200,000. And they say, Dave, we can't give a more accurate range because of all the getaways. And I get that. That makes perfect sense. And we have the equivalent of seven Chinese divisions with weapons caches for them all over the country. That was first discovered in the Antifa riots when they found these three major weapon caches around the country. And Doug Thornton, who then was supervisor up in Portland fighting against Antifa, said, that ain't for Antifa. That's not their MO. This is for the Chinese that are coming in. Folks, we got so many moving parts coming into this country right now. We have another huge migrant caravan coming this way that could eventually total over 1 million in one fell swoop. That's coming. You're not seeing it in the media. I'm hearing about it from people along the way. I got sources in various Central American countries, and we have Sam Arnold, our Latin American expert that I interview about once every 2 or 3 weeks. And in fact, Sam and I are trying to work on a date for a show right now because there's a lot going on there that's coming here. Anyway, I wanted to introduce what we're going to be doing today. We're in the what if and projection mode. So, what I like to do in a lot of my presentations is okay, statement, okay, fact, 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 statement, fact, fact, fact. And it's very much a legal model that's used in a courtroom. It's because when you say volatile things, when you say things that haven't happened before, people kind of like, oh no, my cognitive dissonance is kicking in. You've got to overwhelm them with the facts, and then you've got to cover it from different angles over a period of time till people will actually let down their guard for BS and start to say, yeah, I see the logic here. Okay. I told people back in 2006 for the first time, Chinese are being filtered into the country and they're not in high numbers yet, but it's like they're laying a foundation for what's coming. Oh, that Dave Hodges guy. Well, some people did a mea culpa and they would have me on their shows 12, 13 years later to say, yeah, we're starting to see this. Today, there's no denying it. The videos, the pictures, the eyewitnesses, the border patrol. This stuff has been happening for a long time, people. This is not something that we've just walked into today. But I will tell you this. The evil spirit that underlies all of the crap that's happening to us. I'm talking from Satan and Satan's fallen angels that are basically running this planet. That's another discussion for another time. A lot of the issues have come forward over a short period of time. There has been very little evolution. They've laid the foundation for takeover and chaos, but in terms of the issues that will lead to the chaos, these issues are relatively new. You say, well, Dave, give me an example. Were we talking 5, 6 years ago about cutting kids' genitals off? Not really. Not really. Were we seeing the FBI on a widespread basis kicking in the doors of school board protesters who aren't breaking any law? No. No, this is a recent phenomena. Think about where we're at. Think about how these issues have been thrust upon us rapidly. And right now, our response is going to catch up in proportion to what's coming at us. And there is true for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction, law of physics. That opposite reaction is coming. And it's going to come from the side of the people. And I'm not sitting here advocating, I'm just saying this is the way the world works. And we have seen this through history. People say history is a waste of time. Someone asked me recently in my family, because I've been right about some things that I predicted were going to happen 10, 12, 15 years ago. How did you know? I said, well, psychology helps me understand human nature. Sociology, that was one of my undergraduate degrees, helps me understand how societies work and patterns they go through. And then finally, history shows me how those two things apply and look at the progression. If you think we're really far away from a French Revolution and you're the ones that are looking up at the guillotine, if you think we're that far away from final judgment, then you do not know your history. We have a lot of similarities right now going on with the French Revolution, but we're on the wrong side of that history. Yeah, that's, and we're going to talk about when Kamala becomes president, and I'll lay this out for you, and I'll say these are the things that we know will happen. If they get control of both houses of Congress, we know this is what's going to happen. And then finally, if they can neuter SCOTUS, it's all hands on deck because they're coming for us. Well, anyway, that's a layout of where we're going. And there is no escaping this. Eventually, it's going to come to every country. Is it possible to go to the Dominican Republic or Costa Rica or Belize or Dubai? Is it possible? You can stay maybe one step ahead of the burning bridge, but that bridge will still be burning on a global level. This is globalism. This is universal. And people say, Dave, why do you show things and talk about things from New Zealand and from Australia and from Canada and from the UK? Well, first of all, there's a cultural similarity, very strong cultural similarities. There's a common language, there's common religions, and there is a growing level of autocratic, despotic, evil behavior from the leaders in all of these countries that is here. And we're half a step behind what we call the Kanzak nations. Now that's New Zealand, Australia, Canada, UK. We're about a half a step behind them. And if you want to know what's coming, that's where you should be looking next. But that's not the final destination. These people have not reached their final destination. The question that some of these people in New Zealand ask, and I've had some conversations with some of them, is we don't look at the United States for what's coming. We look at the United States for they're still kind of hanging on. We look at China to tell us what's coming. And I would say that would be a good place for you to look at, because what the Chinese are going to do or what they've done is what's going to be done here. And you're saying, wait a minute, they've done some really bad things. Well, we're already starting to imitate them, snatching kids off the street for sex trafficking or carving out their organs. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. China doesn't have a whole lot of, it's just the volume and the fact that it's openly state sanctioned, although they don't advertise it. You know, their government fully approves of organ harvesting. Our government, some of the people in it participate in it, but the people that are symbolically in charge look the other way. Oh, the border's secure. Kamala Harris is part of this, and she's been part of this movement since she was the Attorney General of California, and before that, when she was the District Attorney of Alameda County in the Bay Area. She knows what's going on, and she blocked freedom of information requests on this topic. She protected people from prosecution. She knows fully what's going on. Merrick Garland knows fully what's going on in this area. I should have your attention by now, but we're going to talk about some what ifs so you can prepare. By the way, I'm going to say this to you. Let's talk about your preparation list. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I'm warning you right now. Food will be your biggest challenge. All you really need is a water filter, and I'd recommend getting a few of them. But if you have a water filter, you'll be able to scavenge water. You have to be able to purify it. But with food, that's your biggest challenge right now. It's food one, water purification or filtration second, it's guns and ammo third. Of course, training that goes with it would be in that third place as well. So, food. All I got to say is go to preparewithdave.com. They've got the 3 month supply, $300 off. $300 off. They've never done this because they understand the desperation of the day. These people have their finger on the button, like I think I do, like other people do. And they're saying, you better get your food. And that means 3 months for every member of your family. Do it now. Go to preparewithdave.com. Take advantage of the sale. Lots of diversity in the food. Buckle up. It's going to be a rough day today. Please, we need the numbers of millions of feet on the street to save our country. We have maximum 80 days left to save this country. We may not have that long. If things go down with Kamala and the Democratic National convention, who knows where this is going to go? So please share far and wide. We need to wake people up. We are brought to you by what we call three harmful foods. And this is Dr. Amy Lee has really made a point of this. I absolutely love what she's done. She says there are shysters out there promoting healthy foods, healthy foods. That are anything but. There are three harmful foods that cause weight gain, digestion problems, problems with your skin. Some people mistake it for normal signs of aging. It's not. It's the diet. You cut this crap out of your diet, you get better. It's that simple. And it shouldn't be this way. Some countries around the world, many of our allies and colleagues, they have banned these foods. And they should, but not here. Because profit rules the day, regardless of the health effects upon the people. So, Dr. Amy Lee says, I got to identify this. So, what we took a look at here was this. She said, if you cut these three foods out, you'll feel better, you'll look better, you'll be healthier. And what I love that she did, she's made a video. Three harmful foods.com/Dave. That's the number three. Threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you go to the description box, if you're watching on social media, click that on and you'll get right to the link. Otherwise, if you're listening to us on our podcast or radio networks, it's threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Just write it in the URL, easy to remember, and you'll be on your road to feeling better. Watch the video, folks. I mean, the video is absolutely amazing here. And I look at this video and I'm looking at it right now. It teaches you how to regain control over your body. All right. I want to talk to you about Kelly Ann Conway. And she's a rhino deluxe. In fact, I would say she's a rhino on steroids. That's figuratively Kelly. Now, she was married for 22 years to George Conway. Kelly has an interesting background, went to a private Catholic school. Interesting anecdote that you'll see around the net. She had a friend that was on the football team. He's getting bullied by football players and so forth. And she talked to them and they stopped, probably because one of her relatives was called the brute, organized crime. Ooh, can you say Nancy Pelosi? Anyway, Kellyanne supported Ted Cruz, but she always wants to be on the side that's winning. So she quit his campaign and went to work for Donald Trump, and he got the nomination. He got elected, and she worked for him until August of 2020. Interesting, 3 months before the election, he dumped her. And I was quiet. It made it look like she was spending time with family, and she was going through a divorce from George. And it's interesting because Kelly became presidential advisor. It was assumed that George, this big-time lawyer, would get a post in the Trump administration. And he was a finalist twice, but got rejected. And he got a case of the sour grapes. So in 2019, I believe it was, he was a founding member of the Lincoln Foundation, a group dedicated to getting rid of Trump and destroying America first. Well, this caused a problem in the marriage. Eventually, they'll get divorced. Their daughter even got pulled into it. Claudia, interestingly enough, their 15-year-old daughter at the time, now she's an adult, so I can talk about her. But Claudia she's a TikTok influencer, and she started posting anti-Trump stuff. And she said, "My parents' marriage is over, blah, blah, blah." And here's what I really find interesting. George connected to Ukraine. George Pinchuk, Pinchuk. Who's Pinchuk? Well, introduced Hunter Biden to all the players to do what he did, is fiercely anti-Trump, and one of his people actually started the Russia, and the Russian dossier, and he's connected to him. And now, listen to this. Kellyanne Conway is working for Pinchuk, Viktor Pinchuk. Believe he's about 64, probably the richest man in Ukraine. He's listed as one of the 1,200 richest men in the world. And everything evil comes out of Ukraine, whether it's trafficking guns, trafficking kids, selling drugs, whatever it would be, comes out of Ukraine. It's the seed of all evil. Now, George may have gone his way. And Kelly may have gone her way. But what I find interesting is that even though they split, and I think the reason for the dissolution of the marriage to a large extent was the fact that she was trying to work for Trump and he was going against Trump and called Trump mentally ill in public and so forth and so on. And she basically said, well, he's not a therapist, so he shouldn't be saying that. I do think that was a factor in the divorce. I think it was a factor in her leaving the Trump administration. But here's the deal. She certainly has his contacts, being married to him for 22 years. Now she's working for one of them. The man who tried to get Trump impeached, the man who's behind anybody who will bring total war to Ukraine. That man, very powerful and rich. Like I said, one of the 1,200 richest in the world. Well, Kellyanne Conway is working for him. Are you hearing me? She's working for him. $50,000 a month, and the contract expires in mid-November. And now she has a show starting on Fox. Fox is disinfo. Kellyanne Conway is a traitor to the Republican Party and to the Trump movement, America First. And I just wanted to expose it. I've had this information for 6 weeks. I decided to come out with it when Dan Bongino opened the topic. This is what I got. I got more, but I'm just telling you, Fox is not to be watched. Kellyanne Conway is not to be paid attention to.